In some countries, cows are used to pull wagons. In fact, there's a story in the Bible about two milk cows pulling a wagon under very unusual circumstances.
I like to hear about that.
When the Philistines captured the Ark of God, he bore down upon them because they were tampering with God's property. They had nothing but trouble after the Ark was taken, so the Philistines decided to send the Ark away. They knew that the Ark was holy both to God and his people, the Israelites. So how would they send it away? What's your guess?
Maybe they would just have some men carry it away.
The Philistines were fearful that the God of the Israelites might be the real God after all. They decided to build a new cart and have two milk cows pull it. They put the ark on the cart and put an offering of gold beside the ark and turned the cows loose. Since these cows had newborn calves, it was not normal for them to leave, but they did. Can't you see them ambling down the road?
Look, they're headed for the Israelites' country.
Even that nice green grass doesn't stop them.
They're going into Israel to Beth Shemesh. That proves that it was their God that caused us all that trouble.
I wonder what would have happened if we had given up our God Dagon and turned to Jehovah God.
Both the Israelites and Philistines needed to turn to God.
The cows were more obedient to God than the people.
God wants you to come home. Since God made you, he wants you in his own heavenly family. God loves you and sent Jesus, his son, to be your savior. Jesus willingly went to the cruel cross where he died and took our blame for all our wrongdoings. He offers forgiveness if you ask him. If you want to be a child of God, pray with me. Dear Jesus, I want to belong to you. Come into my heart. Please forgive all the wrong things I've done. Thank you for giving your life and dying for me. Thank you for a clean heart and everlasting life. Amen.